Like to call the April 28th meeting to order. Request a moment of silence followed by the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay. Roll call. Dave Bench.
Present.
Alex Litton.
Present.
Bo Miller.
Present.
Looking for a motion to approve the minutes from the April 14th meeting.
I can so move.
I'll second.
Okay. Motion made by Dave, seconded by Alex. Roll call. Bo Miller. Yes. Alex Litton.
Yes.
Dave Bench.
Yes.
All right. Motion carries. Moving on, we do not have a fiscal officer's report tonight. We do not have a zoning report unless anybody got anything. I did not get anything. Okay. Chief, you're up. Bright and early. Look at you. You weren't even ready.
No. But good evening. I've got some good news. The city of Toledo is going to purchase the Light Squad. So I've been working with them on the paperwork. Wow. It's like 25 sheets of paper have to be filled out just to sell them a vehicle. But anyways, that's working forward. And in addition to that, Allen Township is looking strongly at taking 311. So the engine may be gone too. They had it for a day. The packing was bad, and I want to thank publicly Tom Truman for manufacturing a part that we needed for it, so we'll be able to fix the packing, and then they'll take that truck again, and then we're still in negotiations on price and everything else for it. So that's where that is. We had a considerable large field fire the other day, and which everybody was able to respond, did a really good job. But the winds took it to the east, then it took it to the north, and then it took it to the west. So the winds shifted, resulting in us calling in mutual aid. So we had Allen, A&M, and even Lake Township come in. So what turned out to be just a small little tiny thing, once that wind takes off, can really grow considerably. Other than that, everything's going well. Training's doing well. We're right on target with our calls, just the normal amount of calls that we're having. And I think that's all I have. We're not buying nothing tonight.
So, we like that.
Yeah. Thank you. That's all I have. Trust
Anybody got anything for the chief?
Nope.
No, thanks, okay. Chief.
Thank you, Tony. Kevin?
Start with the cemetery. We took and there's been 8 foundations installed. That's all we have at the present time, so that'll be what we put in for the spring foundation orders. All the funeral homes and individuals have been notified. Take delivery of 1 veteran's plaque, which I have now forwarded to the family, because the veteran's plaques have to come to either the controlling interest of the cemetery or a monument company. They won't send them to a family. So the family is going to take it, and whoever they pick as the monument company is going to mount that down, because we don't do that just because of the chance of cracking them. We leveled up some graves over at the cemetery, and we've mowed that thing at least 4 times already. It's growing pretty quick. We are on road mowing. Eric's a little over halfway through the township already mowing. We have Bono done, the Bunning Road addition done, and just about 7/8 of Reno Beach. He'll be hitting the open roads most probably sometime tomorrow. The county, if nobody has noticed, their new contractor is out mowing. Other than a little bit of rutting where it's wet, he's getting over and he's got a gang mower and he's cutting beyond the telephone poles. So if he doesn't get discouraged by the county, the roads ought to look a lot better for what the county's been doing for the last 12 years. I mean, and this guy's moving along. He's got a pickup truck chasing him that has a blower mounted to the back of it. Any grass that's on the road is getting blowed off. So he's doing a real nice job. I followed him down Brown Road this evening. Really good job. We're pretty close to being ready for Monday for the brush chipping, with the exception I had to take the 550 up again for another def issue with that truck. That's been an ongoing problem with that truck. It's either got a sensor or a control module with that. Ken was going to look at it tomorrow. I told him, I said, I really need it for Monday if we can. So he was going to see what he could get done with it. Other than that, just tidying up with a couple little things we got yet for maintenance from the winter. And that's it. Unless you guys got something for me.
You want to mention about that display that guy came in to the flags?
There was a gentleman that stopped in. It's going to be displayed all over the city of Oregon. They have a thing of all the flags that through all the 250 years, they got a flag representing every replica of those flags. They're doing a display of that with also, there's two other banners. What was the other ones? I don't remember what was on it.
I don't remember. Sorry.
Declaration of Independence is the center part of it where it starts, and there's two others off to the side. And what they're doing is, per donations, they're setting this up at different municipalities and companies, anybody that wants to donate. And depending on what they donate is on how many days that it's there. Every evening they will come before it gets dark and remove all the flags. Every morning they're back bright and early, putting all the flags back up if you have it for more than one day. And from the video of seeing it set up around the pond, it looked very sharp. And seeing all the different kinds of flags was pretty neat too, seeing how many different flags have come along, well, with the adding of the states and the independence flags and stuff like that. So that's something that I passed off to the chief to, and supposedly all this year, he's got one guy that wants it in like December. So they've got four different places or five in the city of Oregon already that it'll be out that you'll have an opportunity to look at. I think he said Maumee Bay State Park's gonna have it too. So if you get an opportunity, go look at it. If we don't end up getting the donations to have it here, definitely find a place where it's at. It is very nice. It's a very good representation of the country and all of our flags.
Chief.
So I just wanted to expand on that a little bit. So I'm going to present that to the association, you know, that the association maybe does that donation so we can do it. Kevin and I was thinking that we would do it on this side of the memorial, you know, facing Route 2, mm-hmm. and then possibly have it there for 2 days. The only thing I'd ask the trustees to do is maybe put something on the signage and or the social media stuff, inviting the public to come and see it. I remember back in, I graduated in 75, but I remember in 76 when the fire department had the front of the garage doors all painted. And what I'd like to see is if I could find something of that, of the replica of that, maybe get that blown up, show that in addition. But I think that would be a nice thing of Jerusalem Township showing our support for the 250 years. So just.
Let us know when you get some.
I'm going to try and push for it.
Let us know when you get some dates, or, you know, and we can definitely push that out there.
Great.
All right, that it, Kevin?
Yeah, no, there's one other thing, but I don't remember what it was.
Okay. The mine's the first thing to go, so.
It wasn't.
Okay. Yeah, true. So, all right, thank you, Kevin. All right, well, we're moving right along here. Let's move on into old business. We do have, I said I'd go out and get the quotes on the privacy trees for over at the cemetery there. And Dave did his farming investigation and knew what they were talking about on everything. And I'm actually going to pull this up real quick because it has it here what they are.
Yeah.
So this, I'm not even going to try and pronounce it. They call it Techni is the abbreviation of it. But Dave says this is the most hardy tree that they have. It's this last one here. It says the Techni arb. They grow 10 to 15 foot tall, 6 to 10 foot wide. We suggest planting 12 in a straight line, roughly 6 foot on center. These are 6 foot tall currently that we would potentially be purchasing. I know you stepped that off for me, Kevin, got me the measurement, and I cut it down to 75 foot.
That was starting at the right of way. We can back up.
Right. So I figured, like, I was in my head, I'm thinking from the front of his barn forward, 75 foot, that would cover the majority of where they're seen. But with the purchase of the trees, they are giving us a discount, installation, delivery fee. The total comes out to $2,553.41 for 12 trees, in 6 foot trees, which I didn't think was a bad price.
And we promised this when we did all
this. Yes, when we started this with the neighbor, we promised that we would put up some type of barrier there, privacy barrier, and kind of the trees sound like the best go.
So these are going to start at his barn and then go back from there?
No, come forward. Yeah. So start here. Oops, gotcha. Sorry. They would start there and come forward 75 foot, which I'm hoping will put us about right there.
That's not bad.
That would cover like basically his big driveway, Kevin. And because I know the pool's right here, you know, in the backyard. And I think this is where, you know, in the next year, maybe we start and go back 75.
It's a start.
Yeah, it's a start.
It's a start.
It shows we've actually got some progress finally moved. He's called me several times on this over the years, and we've just had so much other bigger stuff happening.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I tried to explain to him, and last time I talked to him, he was starting to get upset. He was saying we were never going to do anything. We just sold him a bill of goods. But no, we had more pressing things at the time. So
if you think these are the best, the hardiest ones, which Dave said they're the hardiest, what I would like to do is...
They're not the tallest either. Some of them get 75 feet.
Yeah, some of them things are huge.
Yeah.
What I would like to do is I'd like to make a motion tonight for this, but I'd like to make a motion not to exceed $3,000 because I don't know if this includes the bags, the watering bags.
That's what I'm just going to say. Make sure we got bags.
Yeah, I just want to make sure. So, like, if I can get it, I'll make a motion.
Yeah, it's the first year we got to make sure they're watered. Yeah.
Yeah. So I move to purchase the 12 trees from North Branch Nursery. The bill that they're giving me, they quoted me, was $2,553.41, but I want it not to exceed $3,000 for incidentals. If we, like I said, water bags, anything extra, if we want to do the extra warranty on them, I don't know. But that would be my motion, not to exceed $3,000.
I'll second.
Okay. Roll call. Dave Bench.
Yes.
Alex Litton.
Yes.
Bo Miller. Yes. Motion carried. So I will call them tomorrow. And we will go with this one.
Now, when they go to lay that out, one whole section that abuts his property, which we left one section, we got it numbered, but we weren't going to bury in as of yet, depending on how we did hedgerow, so we'll have to make sure that maybe we stay in the middle of that 8 feet, because that's, well, it might be even 10 feet from the property line to the other start of the other grave, use as a center, and that way they eventually get that far, you can still bury
well,
some of that.
And when we get to that point, you'll definitely be involved in that process of laying them out where they want them exactly, so.
Yeah.
Okay, well, we can get to that point and go with that, so I appreciate that. I will give them a call tomorrow and see when we get that started.
Cool.
All right. Okay, number two, the township garage sale.
Yep, so I looked into the dates that Oregon is doing. They're hosting it from June 4th to June 7th, 2026, this year. It's a few weeks away. Figured we just post it in conjunction with them. They've been pretty receptive to us about doing that. So if you're interested in hosting a garage sale, reach out to me and I'll add you to the list. And approximately a week before the event, we'll post a list of the participating garage sales.
We gonna have paper copies so people can stop by the office, just have
a folder
out there, because a lot of those towns you go to, if you stop at the center of town or some designated spot, you can actually get where all of them are at. I know we haven't done it the last couple of years, but
yeah, we can do that, just throw a few in the lobby there.
Yeah
sounds good. Okay.
All right. Moving on, number three, administrative assistant job duties. So there was a little bit of discussion about the administrative job duties, and I was having a hard time with the amount of time and money that we're spending on zoning with two guys in there basically doing a lot of the zoning. So I asked Alex to draw up the administrative assistant duties. And basically, most of these came off of what Rob had presented to us back in, January-ish?
Yeah, a few months ago.
Of what his job duties were when we hired him originally. And then it kind of overlapped as we appointed him as the interim zoning inspector, and it kind of seems like he doesn't want to get out of that zoning side of things with the current zoning inspector. So what I would like to do is with the duties that are here, I would like to make these official, looking at these.
If we could wait a meeting, I don't want to throw it at me, and I want to look them over a little bit closer and think about it. If we could do it next meeting, vote on it.
We can hold off. And,
that's fine.
Yeah, that's fair. That's definitely fair.
This is just something I whipped up. If you have any recommendations of other things that need to be in there, things that need to be taken out, absolutely. Let me know, and I can type something up before our next meeting, make some edits, and then we can go over it then.
But it's just trying to get it back into the administrative side of things.
No problem with that.
He was originally hired for, you know, doing updates to the website, taking phone calls, things like that. So that's what we have on an update for the administrative assistant job duties.
No, when he brought that up, or maybe you guys had brought it up, was his job was, is it the fire department needed any documents typed up or done, roads department, any of that stuff? Now, see, I'd never heard that before. I thought he was your guys' and zoning assistant?
So originally, he was hired to help take the minutes in the meetings at, like, the BZA. Actually, here it is. This is what originally it was. Receive public records requests and distribute to the appropriate departments. Communicate and promote events on the website and Facebook. Update the website as needed. Handle trash setup services with Republic, review and update information in the Suburban Press Bulletin Board, monitor a couple emails, monitor the general voicemail, recorder for the BZA. That was what he was, you know, hired for. And then, obviously, we lost zoning inspectors. He stepped into zoning inspectors, and then these roles kind of went away because he was busy doing the zoning.
Yeah.
Well, now that we got a zoning inspector, I'm having a hard time paying two guys, you know, basically double what we paid Linda to do for zoning. And I don't know exactly how many hours are being spent on zoning versus actual township stuff. So I'd asked him to kind of detail his time a little bit more. I don't need every split second, but I just more of a detail of what we're working on, the township, the zoning, for the hours.
No, I just wondered, because I thought he was like an assistant to all the department heads, too. I thought somebody had said something about it, and that was the first time I heard, so I just wanted to ask him. I don't have anything, but...
You know, it was more the trustees. I think if you need his information put out on the website or on the Facebook, you could contact him and say, hey, Rob, can you get this put on Facebook?
Okay.
Same with the chief. If the chief said, hey, we need you to get this on here, this important announcement, they would... But they have their own Facebook page, too, but they could get it on... He could get it put on our Facebook page, so...
Okay. Thank you.
Yep. All right. Moving on. Number four. Dave, I know you saw it. The flat grant letter from Sarah.
Yeah, you guys... Yeah, I sent her everything, and then she came back with this. And it's just a joke, $68,000.
Yeah.
So I haven't made communication with this one fella. I wanted to talk to him yet, but it's basically a no-go.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
We'll have to wait. I won't be here, but I think it comes up again in 2030 or something like that.
2032.
Yeah.
So, basically, this was the money that Dave was trying to secure to widen Cedar Point Road. We thought that with the direction of the county, that we were going to be able to get some good money out of them. And basically, we would be responsible. Basically, the flat grant would cover $68,000, and we'd have to come up with the township would be, $776,000.
Yep.
Then we can apply for an OPWC, but that would approximately 413,000. We'd still have to come up with $362,000, which is a lot of money. So
yeah.
I think basically she's saying, hey, let's tell FLAP thank you. We're going to refuse it this time, but we would like to apply in the future, which, like Dave said, is 2030 to 2032.
Yeah, that's only 8% of the cost of the project that they offered. Yeah. So.
They did the same thing to Ottawa County, too. They one of the townships over there tried for a FLAP grant, too. They did the same thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
And with the war all going on, there probably won't be any more government money.
Something to think about on that road that maybe we could possibly afford if we could get it put into the OWPC, because that's basically a no interest or low interest loan for, what is it, 5 years or 10 years. But we could maybe go in there with a contractor and do like a mill and fill to widen the road. They put in the base and we widen it, because we only got, I think it's about 3/4 of a mile that's gotten like a lane and a half to a lane and 3/4 wide.
Out up to Kuzno, isn't it?
Yeah, almost Kuzno. We could maybe make that as a temporary widening, then go back after, if another grant would come out, then resurface everything and make it one solid piece.
Mm-hmm.
That would be another avenue to look at. You'd have a lot less expense if you were only widening 3 foot or whatever we have to match the existing, the other side of Kuzno. And that way it's all one width, but we got to watch because we'll get out into the state and federal right-of-ways.
Yeah.
So, but that would be a thought if we wanted to try something cheaper.
I'll talk to Sarah.
With the price of crude and everything now, it ain't going to be as cheap as what it should be, because with all the asphalt. But if we held it a year or two and let everything come back down, hopefully, and settle out. But
we really need that widened, though.
It's fun going down there with an 11.5-foot plow, and you're on a 7-foot part of the road. It's interesting.
And I did talk to Jason Lewis. He wrote us letters. He's the refuge manager for down there, and I guess it didn't do any good. There must not be any money there.
Like, how did that road get that narrow there? Is it just years of it not being paved properly, and they just... Well, I mean, it's a lot. I mean, it's very narrow. Yeah. Like,
it's like 3 foot narrower than when you get up by the park.
Yeah.
When you go to the other side of Kuzno Road, remember, that was all private residence. So they pushed the right-of-way out farther, and most probably bought a little right-of-way from the residents that were along there. Then when they crossed Kuzno Road, now you're dealing with federal and state properties. The guy from the state explained a little bit to me on... They got to have so many acres to qualify for some of these grants and the maintenance programs and everything else where they get all the extra money from. And if they were to sell off a little portion of it, it would put them under that number.
Mm.
So I don't know. That it could have been a story, but the way he explained it, it actually made sense on that. That's how they qualify, and it's just like our point system when we do roads and get those grants. It's the same way. You got to have so many miles, and so. But that's how he explained the state portion. The federal could go either way.
Yeah, we got the flowers along there too.
Yeah.
All right. Moving on, number five, the handbook update.
Yep.
Alex.
So. I had a productive meeting with Susan Slaviero, I think that's how you pronounce it, from the prosecutor's office. She's primarily an expert in HR-related issues, so she was going over the handbook with me on her meeting and making some tweaks and edits and stuff. I still have to continue working with her to get things finalized. I know you guys had mentioned about... making some edits to make sure we're covering any issues with part-time employees.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to follow up with her and go over that.
Because the book is basically set for full-time employees, and we have majority of our employees are part-time, so
yeah,
we need to have some of that covered. So,
good.
I mean, that's good.
I got to follow up with her, and I need to give her a little background about our employees here, not necessarily like who they are, but the roles we have here and how many different roles and things like that.
Okay.
Chief, that is one thing I wanted to ask. Can you or someone in the fire department send me like a one paragraph explanation of like sort of the different roles on the fire department so that way she can kind of understand the structure a little bit?
Yeah, we can do that. But in addition, have you shared with her about our electrical system, that our policies that the fire department has?
Oh, that's a good point. I haven't mentioned that to her.
So, you know, you obviously have the ability to have access to that, and so you may want to also have her view that.
Yeah, too. Yeah, that's a good idea.
And that may answer most of the questions that she may have. In regards to the fire department.
Makes sense. Yep. I'll talk to her about that. But
yeah, anything else in addition you would like, we'll definitely help out to get that info.
Okay, cool. I'll follow up with you. So.
And on that, Alex?
Working on that. That's about it.
Any other old business?
Yeah, I was just going to mention the Mallard Club ribbon cutting is April 29th, 11 to 12.
Yep. Are you going to that?
Well, there's something else going on, so I might go to that. There's something at Government Center, and I might go to that instead.
I'm going
to
go to the ribbon cutting here.
Okay. All right. Let's move on to new business. Let me get back to that email. I got to find that one here. Here we are. Okay. We had got, if you remember, Gary Allen, the old rec director, had mentioned before about a club in Genoa that was looking for home fields for their club. So the gentleman reached out to us, and I'll be honest with you, the way this reads is what they do is pretty good. I mean, they are, here are some of the things that they're saying that, listen, we want this to be a partnership. We want to invest. We want to leave the space better than we found it. So what they're proposing is, if, you know, we're okay with them using the fields, that they'll handle all the field setup, lining, and maintenance at every partner location at their own expense, so wherever they're playing. They'll provide the goals, the nets, and equipment to use at the locations. They will provide letters of support for grant applications. They said that the Village of Clay Center, which was awarded $7,000 from the park district towards a new mower. They carry full liability insurance on their club. So what they're prepared to bring to Jerusalem Township is their own goals, nets, and equipment, professional field lining, seasonal porta potties to support both practices and games beginning in the fall of 2026. So that would be an expense that we wouldn't incur anymore over there, and have the thing and the liability. And the only thing that they're asking is that in return, we ask that the township maintain the standard mowing schedule for the acreage. They're not looking for a short-term arrangement. They're looking to make this kind of a long-term use. So I don't see anything in here that would make me be like, no. Yeah. You know, I mean, if they're willing to bring, I mean, I know we have goals. I don't know if ours are regulation or not, but, you know, obviously we have some of that equipment, but, you know, them buying the, running the porta potties is a, is a great deal.
They've covered everything.
Yeah. I mean, it's for the kids. It's what it was built for. Yeah. Maybe not necessarily. They may not. And this is a travel club. So these kids could be from, some from Jerusalem, Genoa, you know, they could be from anywhere. So it's not like we're bringing all these Genoa kids over here. It's these are travel clubs, and it might as well get used. I mean, that's what it's for. Yeah. So I think if you guys don't have any objection, I can reach out to Chris and let him know that, yeah, we'd love to have you. I mean, Kevin, do you see anything on there that makes you? I mean, they're only asking the maintenance to continue mowing, you know, and
it's what we're doing anyhow at no additional cost because they're going to be there.
Right.
So I don't see a problem as long as our current rec board, which they don't do that much soccer out there. Pretty much everything's handled at Oregon now.
All the soccer games are up there in Oregon. Yeah.
I know for a while, Gary and Mike, they were lining and setting up over there, but pretty much that there hasn't been anything over there in a couple of years as far as that. I know Gary had those the frames donated that was brought out, plus we had a couple frames for goals. I have no idea if we got any nets or anything, but if they were willing to buy nets for those, if they needed to buy other stuff, as long as it fits what they need and they maintain them.
Yeah.
No, I don't see any problem as far as the maintenance of the park.
And I do like the fact that, I mean, there was, you know, they did help Alan Clay with some grant money. I mean, that helps.
I would hope so.
Yeah, I mean, that's, you know, that probably helps when you have those letters of support like that. So we'll take every bit we can get, so.
Especially the Village of Clay Center for that kind of money. That's quite a bit for that little.
Yeah. So, yeah, if you guys are good, I'll reach back out to this Chris Soltes and let him know that we're good if they hold up their end of the bargain on it. I don't think we necessarily need a motion, do you?
We're not expending any money.
Yeah, so I just, as long as we're in agreement, I mean, I just kind of want a head shake, agree. We're good.
The only thing I would ask them to do, and Joel's most probably going to ask for it, is a copy of their certificate of liability insurance.
Yep.
Yeah.
And that way they're covering whatever may happen to any individual that they have out there or with their activities.
Okay. Perfect.
Sounds good.
Sounds like a win for everybody involved. All right. And we will go back to here. All right. Number two. Kevin, you're probably going to get sick of hearing me. I appreciate we got the mailbox up. taken care of.
Two trees at cemetery.
Can we get, I don't think they're going to grow back.
No.
I don't think that, I mean, I sometimes they do, but I don't think them two are coming back.
They have been points of conversation and chainsaw talk for 2 years now, but we were going to take them down, yes.
So I don't know if we're, if you guys want to take them down or have
take them down.
Lake Erie take them. Yeah, so, yeah. Okay.
It's only one that is dangerous around headstones, and as long as we use the backhoe to put a little pressure on, they ain't going to go nowhere near the headstones, so we'll
okay.
be fine.
Perfect. Thank you very much. Number three. So I remember last year there was some talk on Facebook about the Memorial Day services at the cemetery, and nobody had showed up. I know the fire department does their own thing now. So I had reached out to Rick Unsinger, who a retired member of the fire department. He's very involved with the American Legion. And I said, Rick, are you guys doing the memorial services again this year at Oakwood Cemetery? He said, absolutely, we will be there.
I will.
So he said that it's scheduled for 11:45. But they may get there a little bit early, 15 minutes early or whatever. So what I'm going to ask, and I'm going to, Alex, if we, I want to promote this. I sure. want, it, this is a 15 minutes, let's say a half an hour out of our day, if we can get there. I mean, these guys, they hit every cemetery in Oregon, and they come out to Jerusalem Township and do these ceremonies for on Memorial Day at the at all the cemeteries. And it's, you see some of these guys that they can barely stand up, but they're still out there doing it. So I'd like to promote this as much as we can on Facebook.
Absolutely.
Ask, you know, talk to the residents. Like, it literally, it's a half an hour, isn't it, Chief? I mean,
yeah, it's a literally, beautiful ceremony. It really is.
It is. A half an hour out of your day. On, you know, I know a lot of people are out of town on the week, on Memorial Day weekend, but, you know, we've seen it. I try and go every year, and it's some years there's 10 people, some years there's 5 people, you know, but I want to try and promote it because I think it's really important that they still come to our little cemetery and do this ceremony on Memorial Day. So if we can get it.
Be very surprised how many vets we actually have in our cemetery. There's 143, I believe, at the last count.
Yeah.
And that little of a cemetery, that's a lot of veterans to have.
Mm-hmm.
And we've gotten lucky a few years with that Wreaths Around America, that Willow Cemetery. There's a guy that works at Willow Cemetery, used to work for the county that I knew, that if they got any extra, you make sure that we get them so we can put them out. We put them out last year. There'd be nice, and he's trying to figure out a way if I can make contact or if we can go through him. And somehow we use some money because they operated off donations and everything on how they get everything. And I had a very, very bad dealing with one of our florists here in the area. The first year we got them, we were short 15 wreaths. So I was just going to buy 15 wreaths and that way we could finish it. And the first florist I called, very local here, I mean, was downright rude, because I'm assuming that a local florist put all these together and they didn't get it. She absolutely refused to donate, make, let us pay for any or nothing. She didn't want nothing to do with us. Mm-hmm. And we had nothing to do with the program at that point. And I tried explaining to her, but if we can get some money, if that's the way it's going to work, to make sure that we can get in this program, not every year, every other year, so we can keep honoring our vets other than just a plaque and a flag. It's a nice thing. It takes a little bit of time to put all the wreaths out, but it makes it pretty easy when we got all the markers out there, because every grave with a marker, then, you know, it gets some veterans.
I think I did help the first year they got it, and I mean, literally, we had, I don't know, there's probably 10 of us there, and it went pretty quick, I thought. I mean, it went... It was cold out that day, I remember, but...
Yeah, last year, I think there was like 6 of us when we did it, but it was a last-minute notification.
Yeah.
He was supposed to bring them to the shop. Then Bo calls me and asks what all these boxes are doing at the cemetery, and here he threw them out along the road, invited them up in the cemetery instead of bringing them here, so we didn't even have to haul them. We just went over and started opening boxes and putting them out, but... I think that is a real nice thing to honor our vets and their families.
Yep. So yeah, word of mouth, if you guys can, try and get as many people there. I think it'd be, them old timers would really think something of it if we could really put together a crew, you know, over there to, of attendance, so. Okay, a couple more that got added here at the end. The first one is, I do want to make a public, give them some praise. I'd like to, I think Kim Myers, I know for sure. I believe Deb Teft had helped. They had done a two-day, they did it earlier in the month, and then they just did it last week, a community cleanup, where they kind of went down to do the beaches and down in Reno area there and did some cleanup, and they had quite a bit of trash. They had it all bagged up, and I know that I was going to have, there was a text message that went out. I was going to have Kevin and Eric pick it up on Monday. I think it was Saturday afternoon. I got the messages about the garbage there that they had all piled up. I was going to send Kevin and Eric out Monday to get it, just bring it back here. Elvis Shepherd had took it upon, and because he was in the messages, and he went and actually picked it all up, put some in his can, and then brought the rest here to the township. And then I did send Kevin and Eric out Monday, and I appreciate their prompt response, and they removed a barrel that was down in the ditch on Rachel Road there that the girls couldn't get out. So
that's right.
Little bit of there may have been other people helping clean up, but I just know those were the ones that I knew of. So if I missed anybody, I apologize. But you know, it's what it's about, you know, doing stuff for the community and taking a little bit of pride and stuff over there. So I just want to commend them guys for that. Alex, the CEC invoice.
Yep. This is just our final invoice to pay to CEC. I just need approval tonight so I can submit it to the Ohio Lake Erie Commission for reimbursement before we pay it.
How much is this one?
It is $20,805.00.
So, put the verbiage in again. We got to get the money first, right? Or did we already receive the money for this?
We have not received the money.
So how do you, because we always put in there somehow.
So I'd like to make a motion to approve, let's see here, invoice number 500600 in the amount of $20,805.00 submitted to Ohio Lake Erie Commission for reimbursement before making the payment.
I can second that. Roll call, Dave Bench.
Yes.
Alex Litton.
Yes.
Bo Miller. Yes. Motion carries. Dave, did you have any other new business that come up at the last minute?
Yeah. That other meeting, the 29th at 10:30 tomorrow morning, it's the community development strategy meeting. And it's going to be at the commissioner's hearing meeting room at Government Center tomorrow at 10:30, and that's where I'm going to be.
Okay.
And then there's another one, the Lake Erie West Directory. All three of our names were on it, and Jacobs wasn't, so I put Jacobs on there. That's that big book. We always get that thick one, you know, with everybody from the township and that.
Yep.
So I added Jacobs, and that was it.
Okay. Last one I had, the question was asked, Kevin, and I think you might be able to give me the answer on this. The township roads, we're still, even though there are roads, we're still governed by the county on speed limits.
Yes. There has to be an actual, they do a traffic study, and my understanding is depending on which road, like if it's one of the big roads they give us, sounds like they do a traffic study then, which is sent to the state after the study's done for evaluation, and it always comes back that you cannot control traffic with speeds and what have you, and it's in the Ohio code, I guess, that Any unmarked road that has no signs is 55 mile an hour. So pretty much trying to get a speed limit dropped, you'd have to have a really good justification of a lot of accidents due to the speed of blind intersections, something like that. But we cannot actually go out and take like 25 and decide, well, there's no houses, we're going to make it a 35, or vice versa, lower. We do not have that authority. It's all governed just like the ditches are supposed to be all governed by the county, too.
Okay. I guess if we can't govern the speed limits, I can't govern their condition of their roads either.
No.
So the question was on Wheeler, was one of the roads that had come up was about the speed limit on Wheeler. I don't think that's posted. It may be posted way down at the end, but it's not posted anywhere else. And there was questions on if, you know, speed limit signs could be put up. And I said, I don't think so, because I think you have to go through. I was pretty confident of what you were saying, but I wasn't sure on our roads.
I'd have to, which we never did get any of it. I'll try to work through your engineer and see, because when we got the roads turned over to us, there was never any documentation of signage at all. So we have no idea what is actually supposed to be on those roads. You know, if somebody took down a sign before they give it to us or before we decide to accept it, well, they didn't go back and put it up. So we have no knowledge, was there stop aheads and stuff like that.
Okay. So,
but I can check on that, because there should be, at a minimum, I would agree there should be a stop sign on both sides of Elliston for the direction flow of traffic, and also at Lyons, there should be one. And also when you come off of, like, you get carried away down in Bono, the main street would be Main Street. Maybe have one to each side of that intersection or something, but it all depends on what the uniform code says you have to do. And I can do a little research on that and try to add some information before the next meeting.
Okay, thank you. Any other new business, gentlemen?
Nope.
None? Okay. Just reminder coming up, brush chipping is May 4th, so have it out at the road, May 4th, 6 a.m., because we don't know where Kevin's going to start, wherever he's
starting in Curtis.
Nope, he's going to start in Curtis. We'll see now.
Then we will go to the Bunning subdivision. Then we'll go into Reno Beach.
Okay.
And after Reno Beach, it's a crapshoot. We just start on the county roads and work our way all the way to Oregon.
Okay.
And I'd like one more thing, if I could. I forgot during my report. The pumps at Wallace Road again. I've been playing this game for a month. I didn't say anything before at the other meetings because I thought they had it. And right now we're dealing with floats again. And we got a controller problem on the small maintenance pump. The small maintenance pump is out of commission. It would run if we hooked it up to make it run. But the way that the controllers are set up, I don't know how they've accomplished this, because they didn't work that way before, but they will only run in one position. You can set them up to either run in hand or set them up so they run off the floats and out of them. You gotta have one or the other, you can't have both. Which I really want to call bull on it, because they all worked that way before. Right now, something happened in the controller box for the small one that he could not make it run, and he has not got back with me yet on that. The big one is working on the floats, which for the size of that pump, it's pumping the ditch too low for that size of a pump. We're going to eventually hurt that pump. I notified the county by text multiple times. I got records showing that I let them know. I've taken pictures and sent them to them on the water level that's actually in that creek at the pump station. So I'm hoping we don't burn up a big pump while we're trying to figure out if we got enough money to fix the little pump or whatever. They still have not done anything with the Bono pumps. but they are, one of the pumps is running on a set of floats, which is covering the bigger portion of Bono. And the other one we manually just turn on. So that ain't that big a deal. It covers 15 houses in the very front of Bono. But
are we billing the county for your time?
We haven't billed them a thing. No. And it's getting to the thing. That, and we discussed it when we were running the pump all the time for Cedar Point Road and the part of Arquette that it covered and decant. And we never did. We just billed them for fuel.
Do they have Grotto's tractor over there at Wallace Road?
No.
Who makes that call when that goes in?
Well, they're supposed to, and I think he said they bought a diesel drive 6-inch pump that they can bring out on a trailer that, well, it's all one unit, and get it running. As long as it ain't an extreme case, yeah, it most probably works. But we get into big rains.
Which for spring, we get big rains. We've seen them.
You're going to have to go bigger than that 6-inch unless it's got a long time that it can suck water down. But right now we've been holding our own pretty much back and forth. And I don't know. They got another guy that is now helping McFadden, which is supposedly going to take over a bunch of the field work. I haven't got to talk to him a lot, but the guy from GEM has been staying in contact with me quite a bit on what he's doing, when he's coming out, and stuff like that. So we're in a holding pattern. I haven't heard anything in a while, so I may give McFadden another email. And if I don't get anything, then I'll contact my contact at GEM and see where he's at with it or what they got him doing. But we're having problems with those pumps again.
Okay. I'll probably see the engineers tomorrow, so I'll bounce the engineers tomorrow, too.
That helped the last time when we did that, so, yeah, it's just...
Or just turn the pumps on and let them run dry, and then they got to put new pumps in there. They'll get the hint real quick.
But the problem would be then is then we'd end up, for some reason, we'd get a 6-inch rain, and there we sit, none of the pumps, and they're on the other side of town. They don't, and it's been proven. They really don't care. We're out here on our island.
Well, Grotto, they can put Grotto's tractor there and let pay him to pump it. I mean, that's getting ridiculous.
Well, they didn't like the last bills because the difference in management, they didn't like the new management's bills, so it was pretty big. Which, you know what, it was declared as an emergency type situation. They dropped everything they were doing to come set it up, so.
Okay.
But, no, I forgot to bring it up the last meeting, so I wanted to make sure I brought it up this one just so I wasn't the only one sitting here with information.
All right, thank you, Kevin.
Yep.
Nothing else, gentlemen, on the new business? All right. Public participation, seeing none, I'll make a motion. Oh, go ahead. Public participation section. Ladies and gentlemen, Barb, we're going to let you go first because yours is probably going to be nicer.
David gave me this. Future of outdoor warning sirens in Lucas County.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't had a chance to really look over it, but there was an article in the press about implementing wireless emergency network system. And to sign up for text alerts, there was a HTTP entry, and it also referred to the township. There's nothing on the township website about it. And I don't do Facebook.
Nothing, nothing, nothing.
No, nobody's reached out to us about that.
This was initiated by the EMA, is what I'm understanding. So Abby Bischoff would be the one you may want to inquire to. I had learned this not too long ago, but this initiative was by them. Well, initially it started with Davis Bessie not wanting to continue support of the sirens, and unfortunately the NRC and FEMA has given their blessings to do away with the sirens. But then it came on down to, if the township wants to maintain it, then it can at your dime. And my argument as a emergency authority is I call baloney on that the sirens are ineffective. They are effective. They're good warning. We have a lot of outdoor public, you know, state, federal, and local parks. And where else are you going to get notification now? Supposedly, they're relying on everything electronic, but you know what? My email just got hacked, and I don't trust electronics any further than I get through them. So, it might be maybe you can have another conversation with them and see where this is, you know. I don't know, the siren's going to be turned off? Is that what's supposed to happen? I'm not sure.
They seem to be relying on people having phone coverage, TV coverage.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, not everybody does. And, you know, you're not watching your TV at 4 o'clock in the morning. If your phone goes off, if you have a phone that has the alert, it's only minor. So I'd like to give this article to you guys to read over this information.
Sure, yeah, I'd like to. Actually, I'll take a picture of it and you can have it back.
No, I don't want it back.
Oh, you sure? Oh, okay. Thanks.
You can keep it.
Okay, thank you, Barb. Any other public participation? Sandy Nissen.
I have three things. Can I get a copy of the official duties that you're putting forth, a draft? The memorial service at the cemetery. When does the fire department do theirs?
We are still tossing it around because we may opt for, we have our banquet scheduled for the 16th. This is when we have 90% of our participation of our members coming. So we were going to have a memorial service for the fire department possibly on that day prior to our, you know, going into our ceremony.
Okay. Didn't they
so that's, that was a consideration of a change. Oregon Fire does theirs. They don't do it on Memorial Day. And not that I'm trying to follow that. It's just, it's really trying to get people. And that's where we struggle. I still encourage our folks to attend the our Oakwood Cemetery because it's the recognition of the veterans. And they've always just allowed the fire department to, tag on with it. Because, obviously I'm a little bit cited to it, but when you look at the volunteer firefighter, we've been serving this community for a long time. You know, we don't have the, our duration of service to the community is much greater. And the enemy is just as deadly, whether it be fire and or disease or anything that we're exposed to. It's just as deadly. I'm not trying to take anything away. I'm just saying I look at it differently for being in the fire service, and I try and encourage people to come. But I think it's a great thing that the trustees are kind of bolstering this. I think as a society, we need to try and encourage our young people. I wish the schools would, you know, give them extra credit or something. But wouldn't it be great to have busloads of school kids out there to understand what, the veterans have served? But that's just me.
But didn't the fire department used to have, they had one at the cemetery?
Yeah, we had one at the cemetery. Then we would come back and we did the final readings of the names of all the deceased. You know, now we have two members that died in the line of duty in this department, but all of the retirees that have passed have been recognized every year.
So you're going to do that on a different date?
I believe so.
Okay. Let's see. What was my third thing? Oh. Are you going to put the rec levy back on the ballot anytime soon, or are we going to do without a rec department?
We
send our kids up to Oregon and let them fare for themselves, or what?
Well, at the last that we talked about it was we weren't sure if this year was the year to put it on this fall. with everything that's kind of been going on. You know, we just passed, got our road levy bridge passed. I hate going back to the residents and asking again. Right now, talking to Joel, him and I've had some conversations. We have to maintain the property. We have to pay to pump the property over there. So we're still doing that. And as of now, we are still paying the portion of the sports fees. Now, Vivian Stoller was here at the last meeting, was going to talk to the board, the other members of the board. We were going to get a date for me, and we were going to invite from Oregon, is it Hank or, Hank, from Oregon out to see if there were some ways or different ideas to help kind of shave that cost a little bit, because she had stated in that meeting that they know that there has been fraud, that we have paid for kids that do not qualify, just because it's so easy to check that box. So if we can tighten that up a little bit, I have no intentions of seeing the rec department go anywhere. They don't want paid. Vivian even said, I don't want anything. We don't have the money. We're doing this because, which is great. And I just don't think timing right now for the levy is right this time, this year. I think that's kind of the consensus was like, yeah, we just got this one passed. Maybe give it a year. But as we plan, the rec is going to continue going forward. They're not going to have money for big projects to do big improvements.
So what happens to a kid who wants to play and we have no, say we decide, oh, we're not going to have a rec department or whatever. They can still go up to Oregon and play?
Yeah. The rec, right now, we're paying for it. We're still having our rec.
I understand that.
The kids are still Jerusalem kids.
But they
have
to pay Oregon out of their pocket?
Mm-hmm. But right now, we're still paying that.
Yes.
But we're trying to figure out a way if we need to tighten that belt a little bit to get us, you know, just to tighten it up a little bit, we're going to tighten it up.
Through Oregon? Oh, yeah.
No, we're everything. I mean, we're going to tighten it up on the amount, you know, make sure we're paying for who we should be paying right. for is what we're looking at. But yes, we're going to continue to pay it right now. And we're going to look at putting on a levy. So there's no plans of the rec going anywhere. I know this is a subject for you but I'm telling you is only one vote up here. And I think these guys are in agreements. I know Dave doesn't want to see it go anywhere either. I mean, he was in the groundbreaking of when that all went in over there. So we have no intentions of seeing this go anywhere. It's just.
And you don't think on the November?
I don't think it would be good this year.
I think it's too early.
I think it's too early.
Yeah, but I think we got to keep it going.
We do have to keep it rolling. But I just don't think this year is the right year to do it.
I don't know if any year is going to be the way things are.
This is true.
Doesn't the school system, Oregon school system, pick up any of that for the kids that can't join through school like they used to years ago and participate in sports?
No, as a matter of fact, when you get into high school, it's pay to play. I think even junior high, it's pay to play. I mean, you don't even get it for free anymore. You got to pay.
Well, then a lot of that's got to fall back in the parents' lap.
Yeah.
I mean, they can't all get a free ride.
Right. So. Yeah, I mean the attention's
going
to keep
it
going.
If you don't put it on this November, then when is the next? You got to wait a whole another year.
A whole another year. November, yeah. Unless you do it in the spring. The spring's not a good time to put a levy on. I feel.
No. But if we don't, you know, we go into next year, we have nothing going on the ballot. You know, we're getting to that cycle where it's an off year. It'd only be one ballot, and then you'd be going into a...
And then the following year would be...
A presidential, right? Yeah.
The further you kick it down the road, the worse it's going to be.
You don't need it, they're going to say. You didn't have it for 2 years away.
Exactly.
I think we better put it on this fall, at least try it and try and push it for the kids. That, you know, the park's there. We stuck a lot of money into it already. Let's keep it going.
And according to Joel, time is running short to get
You're right. It's got to be done pretty quick. The next meeting or so, we'd have to make a decision.
Just remember, it costs us a lot of money to put that on, so if we rush it...
Is it going to cost you any less next, the next thing?
No, but I'm saying if we spend a lot of money and we rush it, you're out that money.
We got to push it, though. We got to push it.
There's no guarantee.
Nope, there's not.
No matter when you put it on. And if you want to tell me that we'll take it out of the general fund for every year that we can't get this levy passed and still pay for the kids to play, I'll say okay, and I'll let you do what you want. If not, I'm going to keep bringing it up.
Well, people say we just take it out of the general fund like you've been doing.
Yeah.
That's what they're going to say.
Whatever.
And then people might get mad because we are taking it out of the general fund. They might turn their, you know, yeah.
Yeah, because I don't want you to take it out of the general fund.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Tony.
If you're raising, I have Tony Barceletti, 9055 Seaman Road. I'm not the chief. This is me just asking the trustees two questions. One, could you possibly consider maybe getting a meeting with the sheriff? And, you know, there's been a lot of changes ever since the time where he was asking for $500,000 for a deputy and out here. We've been seeing a deputy. Mainly, my observation has been they've been doing traffic. So I think that's what's going on more than anything. So that's one. Could we just, you know, could you guys maybe meet with the sheriff and talk to him? Is there any chance anything's going to improve out here for response? The totally different next item is the fact that we don't have deputies out here. They are not utilizing the office space that we've provided. And as the fire chief, now I'm speaking, that I would like to have that room back. They do everything out of their cars now. They don't really use that office at all. Other than, not like it was before. So, you know, they're not going to be out here anymore.
Do we have to say something? Do they use it, you're saying? Or
they do not use it. Kevin, do you see anybody in there?
Since she was very retired.
I put a brand new, I put a newer desk in there, and it's in the same place I put there, and it was been 6 months ago. Because the desk that they had was falling apart.
But she was very retired?
He's living his best life in Florida.
Jeez. Just wanted you to consider those things.
Yeah, I don't see why we couldn't.
Which one of us wants to reach out?
I just don't sense all three of us call on.
Yeah.
I can reach out to him.
All right.
Any other public participation? Bill, you had your hand up a couple times back there.
Yeah, I also have three questions. First one for Kevin. Who was in the John Deere yesterday mowing?
Eric.
That figures. Why are we mowing stuff that looks like a golf course and not moving on down the road and mow the stuff that needs mowed? I mean, when you drop that big tire offside the road, you're causing ruts when it's soft. The mower's scarfing here and there. I've asked him before to, you know, kindly skip over what somebody's already maintaining and go to what needs to be mowed instead of killing the time and the fuel on that. And I'm sure that tractor moves a little faster.
As long as he's not trying to cut down the ditch, which right now it's too wet. So if it was already cut,
that's not the point. You guys are only making one pass along the road now.
No, we're not. Because when it gets dry enough, we're moving in and reaching the side mower to the other side of the
ditch. Well,
that's
my point. It ain't dry enough.
That's what I just said, Bill, if you'd have listened. So what we're doing now, I agree. If it was mowed, yes, he should have went on. But we are making more than one pass when it's dry. will move down so we can get the deck to the other side, because that was one of the things that I kept dwelling on with the current mowing that was going on with the county. And two, makes the neighborhood look better. And three, it keeps the ticks and everything else down. The more high weeds you can cut and get rid of, the better you are.
But I can understand.
If it was cut grass, you should have moved on.
I can understand what you're saying, but when it's maintained on both sides, I'm doing the township a favor by doing the one side. Move on. And the tractor's got to move a little faster.
Kevin will
make some headway.
Kevin will have a conversation with Eric regarding that. Thank you, Kevin.
All right, thanks.
Bill, what else did you have?
The ad in the paper. Why does it give the food thing, the zoning, and the fact that you guys implemented some wireless, and there's nothing mentioned in there about the trustee meeting schedule anymore?
It always used to have it in there.
It has not been in the last two papers.
That's the bulletin board section.
Oh, this wasn't the bulletin board.
That's from the bulletin board section of the press.
I don't know.
I can look into it. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I don't know why it's not there. I know it always used to be in there. I agree with you. The second and fourth.
That is something you can put in, and they don't charge you for it.
Right, it just stays
so
there.
So they put in what they have room for, or however it lays out, basically, and you have to accept that. But that Wins thing that's in there, we haven't had that since Sattler was. Isn't he the one that...
Yeah, we got rid of. We didn't
have
renew.
That anymore.
We didn't renew Wins.
Right. So why they chose to put that in there this week, I don't know. And the food pantry, yeah, it could be in there. The zoning meeting.
Well, the food thing's been in there.
Yeah.
And I've got the zoning is what the first part of the month, Jim.
Yeah.
First, yeah, that gets listed in there, but there's nothing in there about trustees.
Yeah, it always said second and fourth Tuesday of the month, so.
I'll follow up with them.
Thank you.
See if we can get that fixed.
Alex, Bill, did you have one more?
Yeah, or conservancy. You guys were talking about water pumps. What about them pumps at East Road? End of East at the lake.
What about them?
Who's the alderman to do anything with that?
Conservancy.
Yeah. It's their jurisdiction.
We have nothing to do with those.
You guys can't lean on them to get that going or what? I mean...
But that's a screwed up mess, Bill. It got put in wrong. I think they're talking about $500,000 to replace that, aren't they, or something?
They've submitted submitted grant applications to try and get that replaced
grand
and upgraded.
To replace that.
Yeah, it got put in wrong.
Somebody making some money.
I agree.
Because, you know, it's going all the way from Howard Road behind me up
yep.
around and all the way to Anchor Point.
Yeah.
And you can't see any movement when you have the heavy rain. It gets tops out back there, fills all the tiles, nothing drains.
I don't argue with you, Bill. It got put in wrong.
It's all the conservancy.
Yeah. We have nothing to do with it. Go to a conservancy meeting. Yeah, yell at them.
Well, I would if I could figure out when they're having it. Because Elvis, he's like the wind. He's here and there.
Well, he's off here pretty soon anyhow.
Well, that might be a good thing, too. I don't know.
Okay. Barb?
You talked about the sheriff's department
mm-hmm.
having an office that they don't use. My recollection is that there is an office right behind you guys that was designated for the rec department. Now, I don't know what's in there, if it's utilized at all. Are you aware of that?
Yeah, I actually tried to get it organized for Kevin, but to
we
put this...
But we didn't put a bunch of fancy furniture in.
Yeah, I wanted to set up for this... we tried to get it set up for the cemetery and be... basically, to have all the cemetery records in there. The cemetery computer's in there, isn't it?
Yeah, all the maps and everything.
The records are in there. And this is where Kevin's supposed to be divulging all of his knowledge and wisdom in his brain. But all I see in there are cobwebs, so when I open the door, so.
That's all I
But that's what that's for right now. When they moved up there, we kind of took it over again. But if they're not out here, I mean, I guess if they need an office out here and they're going to be out here patrolling, I'm sure we'll make accommodations. But if they're not going to be out here, I agree with the chief. He could probably use the office in his department for something better. So we'll have that conversation. So,
Bill, I just sent you a list of the conservancy meeting dates for this year.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Hold on a second here. So Elvis must be watching the meeting because he just texted me. And he said, the pumps are working perfectly fine. The water level is low. That is a backup pump. That is a backup pump. That's the backup pumps that there's.
And I'm calling BS.
Well, I'm just telling you what I see there. So just don't shoot the messenger, Bill.
No.
But, okay.
Just so you know where I stand.
Yep.
I wasn't born yesterday.
Totally agree with you, Bill. They should be lowered.
Well, they are low enough to run, but you don't notice any movement or anything there. I mean, and you guys should be very concerned about it because that whole section around there, all the way to Anchor Point, is a good portion of the township. And that affects all your ditches and everything going into that, down along Lakeway, everything.
Okay. Scott, did you have something? Was there anybody else?
Not going to tell you how many things I got.
Well, you only get three. That's the limit tonight.
I don't want you guys to badger on me.
That's the limit tonight.
So I got a question, piggybacking off of Sandy's about the rec board. Where is the levy committee that was organized for the streets and bridges, and why can't they indulge the efforts into our future and help us get this passed for these kids so we can hopefully have a safer community because these kids are in sports? I was just curious about that because they were all over. There was signs and everything. They were hot and heavy.
They did a good job.
And they got what they wanted, and then they disappeared.
Mm-hmm. We can definitely ask them to work on the rec levy. I'm sure that they will.
Right.
I don't see an issue with that. I guess it was just a matter of which direction we're going to go with it. So.
And that'd be good.
Okay.
And then, Alex, did you have did you guys happen to have a chance to look at section 519.12 that we discussed last week on the code? Dave, you had left.
So, I looked through it. And looked into it pretty extensively. Section 519.12 is the procedure for zoning amendments. It seems like not a gosh darn one of us can agree on how to interpret the procedure. So my proposal going forward is I'll work with the trustees, work with the zoning commission, work with the zoning inspector's office. We'll develop a list of questions that we all disagree on in terms of how the zoning amendment procedure works, and we'll generate this list of questions and we'll submit that to the Ohio Attorney General for an official opinion.
Right. I mean, it's pretty black and white. It says right here, step one, step two, month one. There's no interpretation. It states exactly what month everything is supposed to happen. There's no interpretation.
Well, there is and there isn't. When you speak to one attorney will tell you that those are rock solid deadlines that have to be met. Other attorneys say that's just a guideline to go by. So that's one of the issues comes up. So, you know, we can't, our Office of Zoning Inspector has a different interpretation from, let's say, the County Planning Commission. We have two different attorneys we work with that have had conflicting opinions on certain things. I think it's to the point where we need to develop a list of questions and just submit them to the Ohio Attorney General for an opinion, because once those opinions are submitted, they are used across the state of Ohio, and they're used as kind of a reference going forward for all other communities across Ohio, and they're kind of like the kind of like the go-to when it comes to issues like this. So, Jim.
I would like to address that because we did address this with the John Burrell, the county prosecutor, and he did send a outline of the way it should be, so that will be being addressed at the next commission meeting. John Burrell has outlined it. It's not ambiguous. It's right there, like this gentleman's saying.
Okay, so that's that. And then since you're submitting stuff to the state attorney general's office on the behalf of the township, I would like to know if we can then submit these three applications. The original application that was submitted for Yondota and Corduroy Road, the falsified one that was stuff was added to it, and then we voted on it and sent it to the plan commission, and then the other one that the zoning inspector went to the resident's house and got him to sign after the zoning board had voted to send it down to the plan commission. And at the end of the day, we have no confidence in the zoning inspector with the zoning board. He has lied, and lied. And now he's adding stuff to our government documents for Jerusalem Township, and then going and spreading emails of false information of what's going on in the township. And I don't know what you guys are going to do about it. I mean, I'm not the only one that's had enough of it. There has been residents that has stated that they were done with it. There's people in this room that are done with him. There's people that are sitting on your zoning board that are done. And his comment is something needs to change around here.
Well, Alex, is that something that you could send down there with that if we get that together? Or
kind of. We're really going to have to look at how we word it, because they're more focused on general questions than they are a specific issue like that. And generally with that type of issue, that would be more of an attorney thing. I can work on that and see if there's a way we could submit it. I would be more than happy to, if possible. Maybe I could submit that separately for two different opinions, and maybe they'll kick it back to us and say that this doesn't count for an official opinion. I'm more than happy to try, though.
So, like I say, with the amount of stuff that we have, the stuff that we have on tape, the stuff we're going to executive session that they don't, that we don't, we're not even allowed legally to go in there for it. You know, at the end of the day, here's where I'm at. If something doesn't happen, I am going to go to this, file a complaint with the state of Ohio for a review of this. And this could be some issues. So, I mean, it's not like this is fake. I mean, this is stuff that's being forged, tampered.
If there's any members of the Zoning Commission or any members of the public that are upset with the performance of the Zoning Inspector, I'd really like them to reach out to me directly.
I can reach out right now and tell you that he's spending township money to have seminars with the Zoning Commission and the BZA, and doesn't notify any of the Zoning Commission or the BZA. Is that okay?
Well, he came to us for approval, or I should say he came to me for approval to host that event, yes. There's a miscommunication between myself and him as to what that training session looked like, because I had been in one of those training sessions with Stopar before. Mm-hmm. My understanding was it was going to be a duplicate of that. Mm-hmm. That I was okay with. Mm-hmm.
So he isn't forthcoming with you either.
Google the man's name once and see what kind of following and trail of.
Okay, Alex has got.
For your own information.
Hold on. So, what I don't want to do tonight, Cindy, hold on. What I don't want to do tonight is I don't want to get into a bunch of this. Alex will has taken it upon himself to be the point of contact with some of this?
Yep, absolutely.
So we can definitely
point of contact with you. He's spending township money.
And again,
you
that
should,
was
you three should be the point of contact.
What I'm saying is
it's his buddy who the township's also contracted with
conflict
to be
of interest.
And what I'm saying
is
we
it's a definite conflict of interest.
Alex is gonna start he'll start documenting, getting the stuff together, and we can, you know, like I said, Alex said, he approved him to go ahead and have the lawyer come out that night.
When you have a seminar, don't you think you should notify the board members?
Yes, absolutely. I was under the assumption that that would occur, and well, that did not occur.
How many things do you need for you to take a look at this guy and say, because originally what I thought he was coming out here for was to look at the township, not go into trying to change our zoning book, changing text in our zoning book. He'd have enough to do if he just drove around here and looked and wrote out the letters to the people who were in violation and did the permits. He don't need to be looking up the zoning book and changing text amendments, which turn out to be other things. Isn't that what the zoning commission is for? To look at the zoning book and see if there are things that need to be adjusted? Or are we putting that now? Was he hired as our zoning inspector, or was he hired from his company, Zoning Solutions?
He was hired as our zoning inspector.
He is
he's an employee. His check is made out to Jacob Barnes. So he's an employee. Well,
when you hired him, did you tell him that you wanted him to go through our zoning book and make changes to our zoning?
We said that we were open to suggestions and stuff.
He did come to us with that and mentioned that there were some updates that he suggested.
Well, don't you think when he takes an application for a zoning change that he should be more concerned with that than going through the zoning book to make changes? That's something that's happening here and now.
Sure.
I mean, if he has spare time, he can look at the zoning book and see if we need to make changes. But he should be dealing with what's going on here and now. And I think he handled that entire thing over there wrong. I don't think in that 519, you need to read it a little better down in section B, where it says to rezone or redistrict 10 or fewer parcels of land. And that will tell you that you don't have to go through all these stages. So he's not doing what he was hired for. He's taking it upon himself he wants to bypass the zoning commission and bypass the trustees, probably, if he could. My opinion.
I'll take it into consideration. Yep.
Any other public participation or comments tonight? Seeing none, I move to adjourn tonight's meeting.
I'll second.
Roll call. Dave Bench.
Yes.
Alex Litton.
Yes.
Bo Miller. Yes. Motion carried at 8:28. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
All snakes don't crawl. Yeah.
Well, the people on the property live in Tip City. They're building new houses, but they've got all these bridges, so I want to give them a heads up.
All right, so I got to call North Branch. This is the one we're doing. I sent him an E that guy.